The Crime Novel, Chapter 1, Class Begins. Good morning. Welcome to Understanding Crime 101. I'm Professor Carlton Hawthorne. However, you may call me Professor, Professor Carlton, Professor H, or Professor Hawthorne. But whatever you do decide to call me, just make sure that Professor is in front of it. I spend a lot of time on my education and I intend to enjoy it. I am the lead detective at Stanford Police Department, and I am an aspiring author. One of the textbooks required for this class is the first book that I wrote and published. By a show of hands, how many of you read the required chapters for this morning? I asked as I looked around the room. In my experience, there is no point in discussing the topics if the students didn't do the required readings. Everything that I say from this moment on would be like a foreign language to them. So I like to see who followed instructions and who didn't. As I looked around my classroom filled with about 50 students, I counted roughly 5 students who did not raise their hand. I contemplated on whether or not to call them out and given that they were honest. In the end, I decided that I had to treat all the students the same. In my previous classes, I was famous for signing essays and kicking students out of my classroom for being unprepared. I couldn't allow anyone to speak of special treatment, no matter how much I didn't want to deal with irresponsibility this morning. I constantly tried to remind myself that though the students are adults, they are babies transitioning to adulthood. At this point, the students started looking at each other as I stared off into space. I gathered myself and then I provided instructions. Lesson number 1. If you're going to succeed in my class, you have to do the readings. I simply elaborate on certain topics and explain any confusion along with passing out assignments for proof that you understand the material. I provide an insight into the criminal justice field and courtroom proceeding. That's it. You 5, I want an introduction on yourself. That is, what you want to be, who you are, and how you're going to ensure your success. Then, I want you to provide a 10-page essay using a theory to explain a crime. I meant that you are picking a crime and using a theory to explain it. You are dismissed. There's no point in you being here, I said as I waited for the students to leave. The other students mumbled as the 5 students fidgeted around gathering their stuff. I'm assuming that they were expecting me to change my mind by the way that they were slowly moving, but I sat and waited patiently for them to leave. I could tell that they were upset, given that it was the first day of class, but everyone is warned in the syllabus to read before coming to class. It's written in bold big letters on the top of the paper. I felt no pity for laziness or irresponsibility. In fact, nothing upsets me more than a person who is lazy or irresponsible. For that reason, I did not want to teach secondary education. Once the door closed and the commotion was gone, I could see fear on other students' faces. To lighten the mood, I allowed them to participate in the discussion. Our class was only an hour long, and we had already wasted 15 minutes. Now, can someone tell me why it is important to understand crime, and please be sure to introduce yourself until I learn your names? I asked, looking around the room. I'm Sarah Leach, and I believe that understanding crime could possibly help us prevent it from happening again, Sarah said after another 10 minutes had passed. Interesting, Sarah. Do you have any evidence to support that? I poked. Well, if we look at the broken windows theory, where criminals would create a hideout in abandoned buildings, we would recognize a clear explanation after the buildings were repaired. Basically, vacancy attracts crime, Sarah replied, unfazed by my questioning. You mentioned theory. Can anyone tell me why theories are used, if they are just someone's thoughts? I asked. No one offered a response to my question, and more time was wasted. I'm assuming by now they were intimidated by my methods of teaching. I had the perfect cure for that, though. I had no time to cater to anyone's feelings, all right? You have 2 choices. You can write a 10-page essay, like your 5 classmates who left us earlier, or you can participate and write a 2-page paper. It's up to you, I said as I watched hands fly up in the air. I'm Drew Tanner, and I believe that theories are used because every issue needs a hypothesis to prove. Without it, there would be nothing to prove, and we won't have cures or plans to fix the issues or problems, Drew explained. Good point. But is it necessary when some theories are proven wrong? For example, people believe that more officers patrolling neighborhoods would decrease crime, and yet the Kansas City Preventative Patrol experiment proved otherwise. Can anyone elaborate on why we should continue to use theories? I'm Amanda Liu, and if we give up on any idea just because it doesn't work, will we ever find a solution to the problem? That is the common goal, right? To find a solution to crime. How can we do that if we don't explore reasons why crime exists in the first place? I must say that I disagree with you when you spoke about the Kansas City experiment. Wasn't it a landmark in history, sparking other experiments within the police departments? It wasn't the answer, but it led to a movement among police stations across the nation to improve their cities. I would say that it was a success. Though it didn't prove what it set out to prove, it still had an effect on several things, Amanda explained proudly.